Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Fill in Therapy. This is Colleen Murphy, Senior Vice President with the Giving Collaborative, and I'm excited to welcome our guests, Matt Waroptig and Aaron Culp, who will be speaking about the new world of crypto philanthropy. Matt and Aaron will actually be presenting on this topic at AHP's International Conference coming up in October. So today we get a little sneak peek of their presentation. So first, I'd love to start with a little background information on our guests. Matt serves currently as the Director of Annual Funds with the Kettering Health Foundation in Kettering, Ohio. He received his undergraduate from Wilmington College, his MBA from Ohio University, and is a CFRE. Matt has been a frequent presenter at nonprofit conferences specializing on crypto philanthropy. He also has over 26 years in nonprofit leadership in industries including animal welfare, K-12 education, and higher education. And I'd also like to welcome Aaron, who is the Director of Philanthropy, also with the Kettering Health Foundation. In this role, she provides oversight and support for the overall strategic direction of the foundation, as well as its major gifts program, grateful patient program, prospect management system, stewardship, and development operations. An AHP 40 Under 40 recipient in 2020, she has over 15 years of experience working with nonprofit organizations and extensive experience in major gift fundraising campaigns and planned giving. Welcome, Matt and Aaron. As I mentioned in the intros, I know that you both will be presenting on this topic soon at the AHP conference. So I'd love to start with maybe if you could tell me a little bit more about why you decided to focus on this topic. Matt, I know you've presented on this previously, and so I'd like to hear a little bit more about where this interest came from.
Well, it felt like the right time for us to present on this topic. We were in the process about a year ago of working through getting our gift acceptance policies and the process together so that we could accept gifts of crypto philanthropy. So it felt like the right time. Crypto has been an emerging trend in the last, handful of years. As you mentioned, Matt worked through this process at a previous organization, and then he has helped shepherd us through the process. And then personally, we're both investors in cryptocurrency, and we both believe in cryptocurrency. So it's a personal passion for both of us, and it was timely because we were working through the process for our organization. And it's a topic we hadn't heard or seen at AHP before. So we were excited to come to the table and talk about it.
Yeah, you're right. You're just now, I feel like, starting to hear a little bit more about how cryptocurrency, is integrated into philanthropy. So tell me more about that process for you. I assume you went through the process at Kettering, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. More about that, if you don't mind. How was it easy? Was it challenging? What were some of the bumps in the road that you had?
So this is the second nonprofit that I've worked with that has gone through this process. And what I will say is the structural process of accepting cryptocurrency of any kind is actually really easy. The challenge is more the cultural side, and it's getting a basis of understanding among leadership. Particularly in your finance departments, about cryptocurrency and the willingness to accept that this is a possibility and how it all works. So there's a lot of education that goes into it. So invariably what I have found is what realistically in my eyes would be a month or two process usually takes 6 to 8, just because of you've got to spend a lot of time really, kind of knocking down some cultural barriers and walls and assuring people of the safety of the process. Mm-hmm. And that's really where the biggest concern comes from, is almost like an ingrained fear of we either A, don't understand it, or we've heard too many stories of, the kind of beginnings of crypto, which is a little interesting, and, what it was previously used for initially. And so there's some concern around that you've got to work through. I'm upset at us.
Okay, so when you faced some of these concerns, right, or uncertainty among those in your organization, were any of those fears realized? I mean, did you face any challenges that were significant or that kind of maybe had you pause a little bit in the process?
The way that we approached it with our internal partners from truly a partnership perspective. This is something that we want to do. This is something that we think is important for us as we keep up with emerging trends. This is an asset class that it's important for us to be able to accept. It's important for our organization, and it's also important for our donors. So how do we get to yes was the question. It wasn't, this is what we want to do. How can I assuage your fears? It was, what are the concerns and how do we approach this in a way that you're comfortable with? So Matt mentioned the liability was a big concern, that we would be, you know, exposing ourselves to risk by accepting a coin. And then by the time we could turn around and sell it, it would have dropped in value. We heard that concern and we said, okay, we'll make sure that the way that we go about facilitating these gifts, we're liquidating immediately. We're not holding on to any asset. We're not exposing ourselves to risk.
So we all know that currently, you know, the economy is a little bit volatile at the moment. There's some uncertainty, you know, there's talk of recession, things like that. Can you comment on how this might impact cryptocurrency and accepting cryptocurrency within organizations?
Yeah, I'd love to. So I think one of the things that's interesting that we heard recently from a webinar is a couple of things. First of all, it's important to not forget that the current market cap for all cryptocurrencies combined is still well over $1 trillion. So there is still a sizable amount of money in the market. And a large percentage of those investors are still positive on their initial investments. They've been investing for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, some as long as 10 years, and purchasing crypto when it was substantially cheaper, and now obviously have huge, large capital gains. That is another big driver of gifting. So there is that. But the really interesting thing that we heard is that a super hot market like we just came out of actually can depress giving. And one of the reasons that we kind of feel that way is you're looking at this currency exploding, doubling, tripling. You're hearing stories of people who invested $1,000 and are making a million. And so as it's going up and it's going up quickly, you tend to want to hold it. You really don't want to give it away at that moment. When we go into what we're in right now, which is kind of titled a crypto winter or a bear market, you know, the asset has stabilized. It's still volatile, but it's not seeing the huge gains. And I think people are much more willing and inclined to potentially gift away some of the of that to nonprofits. And maybe at that point, you're also avoiding a little bit of the massive capital gains that you might get if you're giving it at the peak of the market.
Right. Oh, that's a great point. So I'd like to hear a little bit more about what you feel, you know, are the benefits of accepting cryptocurrency and how maybe that's impacted your organization or even previous organizations where you've worked.
So I think there are a lot of benefits here. I think being where our donors are is always one of the biggest priorities for us in philanthropy. You want to be able to be ready to accept the gifts that your donors want to give. I think what's exciting about accepting cryptocurrency is it exposes you to a more diverse market than traditional philanthropy does. So a couple of interesting statistics about people who invest in cryptocurrency and people who give crypto through crypto philanthropy. They're younger than the average donor. So on average, the donor age is 38, which is almost half the age of the average donor, particularly in our sector of philanthropy. So in healthcare philanthropy, you tend to see older donors. The average income of those donors is just over $100,000. So you're looking at a different wealth market there. And then the diversity. So really interesting statistic. 23% of Black Americans own crypto, 17% of Hispanics, compared to only 11% of white Americans. So you're exposing yourself to a more diverse market of folks who you can get interested and excited about accepting those gifts. Matt, what would you add?
The final thing I would add is a really interesting stat in that the average crypto gift is around $7,000, while the average online donation we see to nonprofits is about $128. So you really have a major gift opportunity here through cryptocurrency.
Wow. Yeah, those are amazing statistics. I appreciate you sharing that. And I wonder if a lot of folks are not aware, some of those really important demographical differences. And like you said, the size of the gift, really interesting stuff. So if an organization is interested in considering, they've been toying around with the idea of cryptocurrency, but maybe they don't know where to start. What advice would you give? You know, what are some of the sort of basic tenets of this process that need to be in place, you know, before an organization can move in that direction?
I think Matt said this at the top. Accepting the gift is easy. It's getting the approvals internally to accept the gift that are more challenging. So if you think this is an area that your organization might want to be in, start now. Start now figuring out the policies and procedures. We had to work through a revision to our gift acceptance policies with our board of directors, just to say we're going to accept this asset class, and then start having conversations with your partners in finance, your partners in compliance, your partners in information systems. Make sure you're getting all of the right folks on board with this is what we want to do to move forward. And as part of that, you know, there are third parties out there who can help you with the process if you have some concerns from your internal partners, and if they'd be more comfortable working with a third party vendor. Matt, what else would you add?
I think one of the interesting things that we're seeing now is as there's a growing acceptance of cryptocurrency itself, is how we market the opportunity is really important for our organizations. Yeah, it's a little bit like plan giving. You have to educate people that we're able to accept this donation. We're able to help in a moment. Remember, for the vast majority of cryptocurrency owners that have been holding for a long time, there's a massive amount of capital gains that's tied up in there. The other interesting thing that we heard not too recently is a recent survey kind of proved out that crypto donors, they hate to give money. They hate to give crypto away. They don't enjoy giving it away because they're so excited by the product, because it's kind of this new frontier thing, but they know they have to do it for tax benefits. So get that information on your website, publicize the opportunity to give, and keep that messaging consistent and out there in front of them frequently. Another quick piece of it is, if you are looking to accept cryptocurrency, you know, the holiday timeframe, just like regular giving, the holiday time frame is absolutely a peak time frame for cryptocurrency gifts.
Wow. Oh, that's great advice. Yeah. Have you found that it's maybe the tax benefit messaging is the one that resonates the most then in your experience?
I would say the information and the studies that we're hearing about, it's definitely showing that. Okay. We have not been at a point to accept enough crypto gifts yet to bear that out ourselves, hopefully in the very near future.
Okay, I love it.
I think the other thing I'd interject here is that I think the regulations around cryptocurrency and also on crypto philanthropy are emerging. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things we see in the research that is out there, is that folks aren't sure how regulations might change in the coming year or 5 years. And they're could be advantages to making donations today that won't exist in 2 or 3 years.
Good point.
Let me add on to that real quick, because I don't know if we covered this. When you look at acceptance of cryptocurrency, in the IRS's eyes right now, that is considered tangible personal property for the donor. So it is very much the same as if they give a gift in kind to your organization. That's a very critical aspect of if you're looking to accept is that understanding. It doesn't operate any differently from that point on. And we should all have that gift acceptance policy built already. From the organizational side, we want to treat it like it's an asset of lines of like a stock. Accept it, sell it immediately, value it, and then move on.
And the key there with personal property for the donor, because not all donors would be aware of this, especially if they own crypto and they think of crypto as though it were a stock, is that if the donation is valued at $5,000 or more, they have to get an independent appraisal.
Okay. Yeah, those are important tips to include when you're looking at communicating with donors and educating them. I mean, I'm sure that's a big part of the process at this stage because it's so early. So I appreciate that information. Is there anything else that you'd like to share that maybe we haven't talked about that you think would be useful or for our listeners, but also maybe some things that you're talking about in your presentation that we didn't quite get to today?
I think on my side, what I would love to share is A, not to be afraid of this. I actually started investing because we had a donor come forward and asked if we had ever heard of it, and he was interested in making a gift. And I thought, I really don't want to accept a gift of something that I don't understand. And so I bought a small amount, and that kind of started this journey. And I remember it beginning when I would mention Bitcoin and people would laugh in my face. Financial advisors, literally, you're going to lose all your money. You know, it's changed now. It is developing mainstream acceptance. The most recent, I would say, supporter of that is the White House just a couple of days ago, just released its first ever framework on crypto regulation. If there's ever a message that this is becoming a known entity that is going to become a part of our fabric of, you know, of our financial services moving forward, I think it's that we've got cities that are paying employees using cryptocurrency. It can be a little challenging to get your head around, but I think it's here. I don't think it's going away. And I think if we ignore it as an industry, you know, we are missing out on a golden opportunity when it comes to some wealth.
Yeah. Thank you so much for adding that. I really appreciate it. And again, it's just been such a pleasure to hear about your journey so far and some of the information that you're providing for the nonprofit partners that or might be listening to this. It's been a lot of fun talking with you today and look forward to seeing, you know, the new things that are coming down the road with this topic. So thank you again.
Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate it.